Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, Wednesday, June 28th, 2023. Stand up for your country. President Biden is annoyed over Hunter, and he's acting out. The president is. All right. However, at the same time, his administration, which he doesn't pay any attention to at all, is disintegrating. And that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. Again, I'm going to step-by-step this because I think it's a fascinating historical story and one that affects you directly and your family and your friends. So the Biden administration is a failure. By any measure, it's a failure. Just today, two polls came out, AP and Gallup, saying that the vast majority of American people think they're getting hurt by the economy. Okay, you didn't have a poll anywhere near that in Trump's 4 years. And I'm not pushing Trump. I'm just giving you the historical facts. Now, I'll do the polls tomorrow because I would like to take some time to read them and reflect, unlike every other television news analyst who's going to hit you with the poll in an ideological way. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to study these polls, and we'll have it for you tomorrow. But they're out. Okay. So let's run down some of the most important parts of the Biden administration. Let's take the Federal Aviation Administration first, because millions of Americans fly every day. So now we have another meltdown right before 4th of July weekend. Another meltdown. And about 29,000 flights this week alone, and it's only Wednesday, have been delayed a lot by a lot, and 6,500 canceled. It's only Wednesday. Why? Thunderstorms. Thunderstorms. Okay, but we always have thunderstorms. This is North America in late June. There are going to be thunderstorms. But the whole airline system is collapsing, just as it did Christmas, all right? And, you know, back and back and back. You saw me. I was the first one to really confront it with JetBlue, which I'll never get on again. Okay, so how do we know what's happening? Because the CEO of United Airlines, Scott Kirby, put this out into the public. Quote, I'm frustrated that the FAA frankly failed us this weekend. He's talking 3 days ago. We estimate that over 150,000 customers on United alone were impacted because of FAA staffing issues and their ability to manage traffic, unquote. Okay, well, I'm believing Scott Kirby, although, you know, he could be trying to save his butt, but I'm believing him because Pete Buttigieg has been the head of the FAA for 2.5 years, and it is a disaster under the former mayor of South Bend, Indiana. And we don't even know how many private jet trips he's taken because the FAA won't release that information, which by law they're required to do. And now there's a lawsuit against Buttigieg. So the FAA, according to the CEO of United, is screwing everything up. All right, that's number one. How about the border? So it's not as bad as it was earlier this year, but it's 5,000 migrants a day, every day, are being confronted by U.S. authorities on this side of the border. 5,000 a day. Who's in charge? Mayorkas. Alejandro Mayorkas. You think he has one solution to any problem? He does not. He does not. He doesn't know what the deuce he's doing. Okay, let's go to the Justice Department, perhaps the most important of any administration. You got to have justice, right? How do you think Attorney General Merrick Garland's doing? Okay, well, he may be impeached or arrested. The man may be arrested for lying under oath to Congress. Now, he's not guilty. We're giving him due process. I am telling you, he may be arrested. Because there's no question, he himself tanked the Hunter Biden investigation because it might have led up to President Biden. That's what Garland did. No question he did it. We went over that yesterday. And by the way, if you're premium or concierge members and you don't see everything, you can go and see on demand whatever you want to see and get a written transcript free. Okay, so now we have transportation, Homeland Security, Justice Department, all falling apart. Where's Joe? Hello, Joe Biden, President of the United States. I'll tell you where he is in a minute, but he's not worried about any of that. And then let me give you one more about the Biden administration to make it just beyond any doubt how incompetent and foolish these people are. Vice President Kamala Harris, roll it.
We were all doing a tour of the library here and talking about the significance of the passage of time, right? The significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time in terms of what we need to do to lay these wires, what we need to do to create these jobs. And there is such great significance to the passage of time when we think about a day in the life of our children.
That's just gobbledygook, as my mother used to say. What does that mean? She doesn't know what it means. All she knows is that there is a significant passage of time. Now, I can give you 10. I feel like I'm watching Laugh-In. Remember that show, those of you who are over the age of 50, Laugh-In, Rowan and Martin, where they just lampooned everything? That would be on that show. It wouldn't be on Saturday Night Live because they don't make fun of liberals anymore. I'm almost tempted to play it again, but I won't. I just will tell you that Kamala Harris does not know what she is doing at any time of any day. Okay, so we're wrapping it up. President Biden is the second worst president ever in the United States. I have gone through that. In fact, I may write a book about it. I'm giving you a little tease here. All right. However, his administration is almost as bad as he is. And of course, he's in charge of his administration. And that's a memo. All right, so what's Joe Biden doing today? Well, he's out raising money again. Out raising money in Chicago. Give me money because I want to be reelected. And he's doing it on the taxpayer dime because he gives a major address on Bidenomics. Wow, Bidenomics, where 75% of the American people think Bidenomics is hurting them. Think he's going to bring that up? I don't believe he will. But the only reason he's doing that, Bidenomic nonsense, is so he can use Air Force One and write off all his expenses to we, the people, the taxpayers, because he's given a speech. In the meantime, he's raising money for his campaign. It's a ruse. It's legal. And that's what he's doing. All right. Now, Joe Biden, as I said in the opening, is annoyed, okay? He's really annoyed. And the latest is that there is proof that Hunter Biden threatened a Chinese guy. Hunter wanted money from the Chinese guy and said, if you don't give me money, my father's sitting right next to me and you better watch out. Okay, in stone, happened, not reported by the corporate media very much. And now reporters are asking Biden about it. So he gets on the helicopter to go to the Air Force, Andrews Air Force Base, fly to Chicago. And there was a question. Go.
President Biden, how involved were you in your son's Chinese shakedown text message? Were you sitting there? Were you involved?
No, I wasn't.
Okay, no, we got it. It only took you a week to say that. So now you're on the record. You weren't there. You didn't participate with Hunter trying to shake down a Chinese guy. But we'll see you on the record now. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day, and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Supreme Court. Now, I know most of you glaze over. I'm going to keep it brief. States run the elections. That's in the Constitution. But there's a lot of corruption now, as everybody knows, in the national election process, okay? My district, the third in New York, is Republican right now. That idiot Santos is my congressman, okay? Before he got elected, the Democrats in Albany, the state, tried to change my district by putting parts of the Bronx in it, knowing that would change the district from Republican to Democrat. That's called gerrymandering, okay? And it goes on in both Republican and Democrat states that state legislatures put the thumb on the electoral scale trying to make all the districts vote the way they want them to vote. Supreme Court says no, okay? 6-3. It ruled that the federal courts had the final say, not the state legislatures. That is a good ruling. Because if you allow the state legislatures to have a final say, Republicans would never get elected ever in California, Illinois, New York, Massachusetts, wherever. And Democrats would never get elected in Alabama, Louisiana, Oklahoma, on and on. You see? Because the fix would always be in. The three justices that voted against this were all conservatives. Clarence Thomas, Neil Gorsuch, Samuel Alito. And their rationale is, well, the Constitution says this, so we got to do it. We have to overlook all the corruption. No. No. Has to be oversight over the states. Because there's cheating. There's cheating in the election. And I go back to Zuckerberg, Mark Zuckerberg. Where did all that money go? $350 million, whatever he pumped in there? Where'd it go? Shouldn't there be an investigation into that on a federal level? Of course there should. Okay, Supreme Court, again. So I told you that I would move out of New York State if Albany passed a wealth tax. Okay? And that stands. I'm gone. If Congress passes a wealth tax signed by any president, I'm in Ireland. That's where I decide I'm going to go. I'm going to go to Ireland, then I'll visit the Bahamas. I'm done with the USA if socialism takes over. Sorry, I'm the biggest patriot around. I'm not doing it. I work too hard for my stuff. A wealth tax is the government has a right to come in and assess you, make you pay for stuff you haven't sold or you haven't derived any benefit from financially. So if you have a valuable painting, or if you have a car that's expensive, or a house, you're already paying property taxes, the government can put 2-3% on it every year and you'd have to pay. That's a wealth tax of socialism, hardcore socialism. That happens, see you. And by the way, Ireland is the third strongest country in economic freedom. Did you know that? Third strongest. Okay. So the Supreme Court yesterday says, we're going to hear the wealth tax because there's a lawsuit. It's a complicated lawsuit coming out of Washington State. We're going to hear it. And I can guarantee you, Supreme Court is going to say, no wealth tax in the USA. It's unconstitutional. I can guarantee that. Now, just to back all this up, all right, here's what I said almost 3 years ago. Roll it. If Biden's elected, Biden will be in there. He'll be waving to you, smiling with the capped teeth like this. But he's going to sign anything that the Senate and House send him. You want to confiscate private property by a wealth tax? Joe's going to sign it. Okay? You want to ban guns? Joe will sign it. And then they'll let the Supreme Court sort it out. But now the Supreme Court has preempted that by hearing this case. That is a huge story, by the way, a huge defeat for the progressive socialist movement. Did you hear about it? Did you know about it? If you did, bill@billoreilly.com, bill@billoreilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. If you heard that story anywhere else, let me know who's doing it because I want to give them some props. New York State Court has dismissed Ivanka Trump from a politically motivated lawsuit by the Attorney General of New York, Letitia James, a fanatical progressive. Okay? She's suing the Trump Organization for inflating their assets, whatever. It's the usual. But Ivanka, the courts say, isn't involved and she can't be brought in. Don Jr. and Eric Trump, as part of the Trump Organization, still are involved with that lawsuit. So that was pretty interesting. And it just shows you that all over the country, progressive prosecutors, because that's what Letitia James is, the Attorney General in New York, are using ideology and politics, all right, to impose their vision of justice. So how's that working out, San Francisco, Chicago? How's that working out? L.A., New York, how's it working out? Baltimore. Okay, on and on and on and on. So there is a new book out called Rogue Prosecutors, How Radical Soros Lawyers Are Destroying America's Communities, written by two guys who are smart guys and know what they're doing. Charles Cully Stimson and Zach Smith, they both work at the Heritage Foundation, D.C. And Mr. Stimson joins us now from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Okay, so good luck with the book. I told you in a pre-interview before you went on the air that I don't have any problem with the book. Usually when I read a book, I got notes and I disagree with this. Your book, I don't, because I've been saying this, as you know, for a long time, that justice in America doesn't exist anymore. Politics have taken it over. Okay? So, how did this begin, Mr. Stimson? Where is the origination of this perversion of our justice system?
Thanks for having me, Bill. It really goes back to, believe it or not, the prison abolitionist movement. Now, it's small, it's fringe, it's radical, but that was the seed which then grew into a book written by Angela Davis called Are Prisons Obsolete? She answers yes. Everyone else who's normal says no. And then in 2015, a Soros employee and an ACLU employee get together and decide to use $500,000 of Soros money to unseat three pro-death penalty DAs in the South. They win. They decide to go national and unseat law and order DAs and replace them with pro-criminal anti-victim zealots. So the first place they pick is Chicago, and they unseat in the primary a Latina. First DA in Chicago named Anita Alvarez, and they put in Kim Fox with over $1 million of Soros money, and it grew from there. And here we are today.
Is this tied into restorative justice? Because I was on that very early in the 2000s in Vermont, where the trend in that very liberal state wasn't to punish criminals, I mean, even violent criminals, but to have them confess their sins and maybe pay a fine or community service, restorative justice. Does that tie in with this?
It doesn't. Of course, that's been going on in Europe for some time, as you've talked about before. And there is no criminal justice system in the United States. There's 18,000 police departments, 2,300 elected DAs, of course, 50 states. And the systems have been reforming themselves on and off since the dawn of our country. And you remember the last big crime tsunami spike was in 1992. And since then, crime has gone down substantially across the country, as incarceration rates, which peaked in 2008. But in 2015 and 2016, when Soros started funding these pro-criminal anti-victim zealots, then they just wave their regal wand and don't prosecute any misdemeanors, water down felonies to misdemeanors, don't ask for cash bail, don't charge violent juvenile murderers, rapists, child molesters in adult court, and the list goes on and on. And crime, of course, explodes in their cities.
Okay. The next question is a simple question. I know everybody watching us and listening to us on the radio right now are asking it. Why would any human being, George Soros, anybody else, want no punishment for heinous criminals? Why would they want that?
They believe that the entire criminal justice system is racist, and prisons today are modern slave plantations. Those are their words, not ours. And so the only way to fix that, in their minds, is to fundamentally reverse engineer and dismantle the criminal justice system. Their words, not mine. And the way you do that is get rid of the adversarial nature of the system. You eviscerate the role of the prosecutor and swap in a pro-criminal zealot. That's what they believe.
Okay, but they see the destruction before their eyes. Thousands of African Americans killed in Chicago, murdered. San Francisco, unlivable. They see that. That doesn't have any effect on them?
They like that. They want that. And in fact, you know, we've been writing about this, Mr. O'Reilly, for 3 years now. And now that our books come out, which is the number one book on Amazon and new releases for law enforcement, they realize that the Achilles heel of their movement are rising crime rates. So they're just pretending that's not happening. But it's worth the squeeze for them to have that happen, because that means fewer people are going to prison. That's the trade-off in their mind. It's
so
a sick trade-off, but that's the trade-off.
They're trading death for fewer people not going to prison. That seems to be hard to believe, Mr. Stimson.
Well, get our book, read it. I know you have it. It's
heavily
footnoted. Because we quote them. This is what they tell you. Reread all their books, all their law review articles. This is what they think. It's a sick, weird way of thinking, but this is just what they believe.
Why does the media enable this by failing to cover African-American crime? They don't cover it. You know that. Anytime there's a white person that kills a black person, it's headlines everywhere, hysteria. Black person builds another black person, silence. Why does that happen?
I don't think the Washington Post, the New York Times, and the major newspapers want to cover black-on-black crime because it shows the failure of the inner city. It shows the failure of education systems. It shows the failure of the breakdown of the American family. And so they just bury it. When they don't cover it, it doesn't exist in their mind.
Okay. You've named five prosecutors that are particularly heinous. Gascon in L.A., Krasner in Philly, Fox in Chicago, Bragg in New York, and Steve Descano in Fairfax, Virginia. But all of these people were elected by the voters. The voters yesterday put in the Bronx, reelected the Bronx prosecutors, one of the worst. She wouldn't prosecute anything. She's back. Doesn't some of the blame fall on we the people?
Of course, because people elected them, but they were hoodwinked. They had the wool pulled over their eyes. Soros and his PACs have spent millions of dollars of poll testing, fuzzy, happy language, feel-good language like reimagined prosecution, carceral state, and reform-minded prosecutors. And look, the beauty of this and the ingenious aspect of this movement is that they realize that DA races are low-visibility, low-dollar races. People don't pay attention these races. And so if you have a well-funded candidate who makes happy talk, then they get elected.
Nobody voted. All right. Finally, is George Soros an evil man? I mean, evil, hardcore evil, in your opinion?
His policies are evil. I can't judge him as a human being. Only God can do that.
So you believe his policies are evil. Do you know why he embraces those policies?
I don't. But I can add up the bodies and add up the robberies and the murders and all the rest of it and know that he has to know what he's doing. He has to know that his front groups like Fair and Just Prosecution, all the rest of these people who are enabling and indoctrinating this new breed of radical pro-criminal zealots are causing chaos and dystopian hellholes in these cities. He has to know that.
Any chance it turns around?
It is starting to turn around. You saw Chesa Boudin was voted out of office in San Francisco. Kim Fox has announced in Chicago that she's not going to run again next year. Kim Gardner resigned in disgrace out of San Francisco, St. Louis. Rachel Rollins in Boston resigned in disgrace. So the pendulum is swinging back. Marilyn Mosby lost her primary in Baltimore because the Democratic voters of Baltimore couldn't take her anymore. But it's a hand-to-hand combat in cities. It's going to keep going.
That's for sure. Okay, the book, again, is Rogue Prosecutors. You can get it anywhere. I recommend the book. Cully Simpson, thank you for helping us today.
Thank you.
Reuters, all living presidents except Donald Trump are descended from slaveholders. It's true. It's true. Okay? In addition, two Supreme Court justices, 11 governors, and 100 members of Congress are direct descendants of slaveholders. It's true. I had a slaveholder in my family. He had one slave in upstate New York, okay? Many Americans have ancestors, descendants, that held slaves. Way back, of course, but more had ancestors that died freeing the slaves. There you go. Morning Consult poll. I'm not big on the polls, but, they come by. I'll give them to you. Trump DeSantis, Trump 57%, DeSantis 19%. That's a Republican poll. And Trump versus Biden, Trump 44, Biden 41. That is Morning Consult. Rasmussen poll. 31% of Americans say that Robert Kennedy Jr. is likely to be the Democratic nominee over Joe Biden. Now, tonight on News Nation, where I am a consultant and guest at times, I will be doing the pregame show to the RFK Town Hall. It'll be at 9 o'clock. Elizabeth Vargas is the moderator from 8 to 9. Me and Cuomo, or is that grammatically correct? Cuomo and I will be analyzing what should take place in this town hall, what might, and Kennedy himself. So you might want to check that out. Smart Life. I love this rate. You ready for this? Pickleball. So pickleball is kind of tennis for lazy people. So it's a truncated tennis court, and you just bat the ball back and forth. It's the fastest growing sport in America. 9 million people played pickleball in 2022. All right, it grew 160% in a year. So elderly people, retired people, you know, they're out there pickleballing. But the downside is that about $300 million will be spent, according to UBS, the financial firm, $300 million in pickleball injuries. So, see, I'm a miniature golf guy myself. It's really hard to get, unless you walk into the windmill. So pickleball, the problem is you're going to get hit in the nose. You play pickleball, you're going to hit in the nose. All right, because you're right on top of one another. So bang, somebody's going to bang that ball into your nose. Or you're out of shape, and I'm not casting aspersions on pickleball players, but you're out of shape, and you go out there and you pull a muscle, or you fall down, you hurt your knee. You know what it is. Okay, so $300 million in injury costs for pickleball. Am I going to play pickleball? No. I'm a decent tennis player, but I don't really like it. I got a good serve because I'm so long, but I'm not quick enough or nimble enough to really be good at it. So I used to, but I don't anymore. This day in history, I love this story too. June 28th, 1941, Jim Ward was born in Oklahoma. You don't know who he is, okay? But I know. He was the pioneer of body piercing. There's Jim, pioneer of body piercing. Okay, he's born 82 years ago today. So why do we care? In America, 90% of women have piercings, and 55% of men have piercings. 55% of men. I guess they think they're pirates. I don't know. We get the man bun, they got the long ponytail, and they got the piercings, and it is a $60 billion industry. Piercings, $60 billion. That is dwarfed by tattoos, okay? So tattoos, 30% of Americans have tats, 30%. Do you know this actress, Erica Eleniak? She was in a Dennis Miller movie called Bordello of Blood. Beautiful woman. There's a picture of her in the tabs. She's got tattoos all over her body. It's horrible. I'm sorry. I'm making a judgment. Beautiful woman. Now, you're going, whoa. Now, I don't criticize tats because I know individualism. A lot of my listeners and viewers have tattoos. I'm not going to do that. My kids, no. Because it hurts you in a workplace. So somebody, I employ a lot of people. I got 3 corporations. Somebody comes in for a job interview. They got a tattoo of a panther on their neck. They're not getting a job. Because they got to deal with people in a traditional conservative area, as well as liberals. But the panther on the neck, I'm not doing it. And I know, man, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. But here's the kicker to all of this. A bigger industry than tattoo in the USA right now is tattoo removal. So all the kids who are drunk and getting all this stuff, all right, they're sending $12 billion this year trying to get those tattoos off or covered up somehow, and it's painful. So my advice is, unless there is an absolute reason you want to be a tattoo or piercing person, don't do it. God gave you a body, all right? You're not going to improve on him. It's not. Embrace that. You don't need this other stuff. Ugh. Tattoo removal. It hurts. All right, mail and final thought coming up. We'll be right back. Let's go to the mail. Steve Wilson, Spiceland, Indiana, regarding Hunter Biden and Jared Kushner. Jared uses access to power to enrich himself, just like Hunter did. Jared may have done some good in the White House during the Trump years, but his access to global power players led to his enrichment. Absolutely true. There is a difference. Hunter Biden's a grifter. He didn't do anything. Kushner did some stuff that was positive, I think, but he still used his position and his nepo status to enrich himself. Jeffrey Brown, Bonita Springs, Florida. I agree the Ukrainian war was started by our incompetence of the Biden administration. Russia wanted Ukraine to be neutral and stay out of NATO. See, I don't know who you're agreeing with. Not me. I wouldn't make that statement. I don't think the USA had anything to do with Biden's lust for power and his illegal invasion of a sovereign country. I mean, it's clear that Putin wanted to put back, all right, the Soviet Union. And Biden, he wasn't even dealing with that. There was never a time when NATO was considering Ukraine. I mean, you can make all the excuses and rationalizations you want. Putin's a war criminal. And if he could, he'd conquer all of Eastern Europe like Stalin did. Joseph, do you think any of them are listening? Now, Joseph is talking about my column about drug addicts. Okay? More and more governors legalizing drugs. You think that is going to help? More and more people vote for these jerks, and we get what we ask for. We become a drug-addicted society legally. Look, the press is enabling drug addiction, no question. Individual governors, yeah, some of them are. Some of them are loons. William, wow, Bill, thank you for pointing out the truth in your column on drug addiction. Bravo. I hope everybody reads it. BillO'Reilly.com. It's free to read. You don't have to be a premium concierge member to read my message of the day or my column. Brenda Papageorge, Milford, Connecticut. I grew up in a Catholic church. It's not that I've turned away from God. I find I'm closer with a better understanding of the Bible. Same commitments to leading God's people, just a different presentation. And look, Brenda, you're entitled to that. I'm not pushing religion, organized religion on anybody. You got to make your own decision about what's best for you in a spiritual world. I'm just reporting that the decline of organized religion in America is stunning. Thomas Merks, Maryville, Tennessee. As a history buff, I know a lot about the Salem witch trials, or I thought I did. Then I watched the History Channel documentary that exposed much more than I realized. I believe your new book, Killing the Witches, is going to be enlightening. You're going to be really shocked when you read Killing the Witches about how much information is there linking other situations. Now, it jumped 2,000 slots on Amazon yesterday alone. So if you want to pre-order it on BillO'Reilly.com, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, please do. You get it first. Be out September 26th. Douglas Streifling, Richland, Washington. A shiver went down my spine as I listened to your description of what you and Martin Dugard learned while writing Killing the Witches. It's kind of scary. I wouldn't be reading it, you know, in a dark tunnel. It's kind of scary. Sean Whalen, Pineville, North Carolina. The reason Holly, the terror dog, is staring at you is that she's wondering why you didn't take her to Ireland on vacation. Is that it? I look, as I said the other day, Holly, like every day, is staring at me for 3 minutes. And I'm going, what? What do you want? You get fed, you get treats, you get walked. So maybe that's it. She wanted to go to Ireland. Okay. It's hard to take pets abroad. I mean, that's not an easy thing to do. All right. The summer weeding program on BillO'Reilly.com booming. And it's so hot. You guys in the southern part of the country, you can't go out. Stay in the air. It's not healthy to go out. Killing Crazy Horse, killing the killers, killing the legends, all three, plus a Team Normal hat, $32.95. Oh, come on. $32.95 gets you an entree now. One slab of steak or fish at a affluent restaurant. Three full books at a hat? I can't do better. We also have Legends and Killing the Mob together, $18. Crazy Horse and United States of Trump together, $18. Team Normal gear marked down 15% for the summer. We want you to have nice shirts and hats. And we have great mugs across the board. So go to BillO'Reilly.com store, and your purchases will pay off. Word of the day, do not be a miscreant. I use that word a lot, so I want you to know what it means. M-I-S-C-R-E-A-N-T, miscreant. Final thought of the day is one of the most important questions you will ever have to answer. Right back. Okay, final thought of the day. As you know, we have concierge membership to BillO'Reilly.com. Costs a little bit more, but not a lot more than premium membership. And one of the most common questions I'm getting is about wills, bequeaths, leaving stuff to family and friends. Each person is different. All right. And when you send me a question, as a concierge member, I ask for information, you give it to me, and it's all private. Everything concierge is private. And then I say, this is what I would do. But it's complicated, this will stuff, and you gotta have one. If you don't have one, estate's gonna come in and just rip up whatever assets you have and take it. So gotta have a will. Ironclad will. You need an attorney for that. Anyway, here's my overall philosophy about leaving my stuff to people. Number one, the people that are getting the stuff after I die have to be of high caliber. I make that determination. I have to see how they're living their lives, and they have to be living them in a positive way, helping other people. That's far and away the most important thing. If you have a child or a grandchild or whatever, and that person is troubled and they're hurting other people, do not enable that with money. Do not. Secondly, got to be fair. You can hurt people by leaving them too much, okay? And younger people in particular. So you want them to have a very good work ethic and earn what they have. So I ladder stuff, all right? It's complicated, but you can do it. All right, so at this age, they get this. At that age, they get that. And the third thing is charity. So my foundation, the Winifred and William O'Reilly Foundation, which is up and running now, will be, after I die, in perpetuity as a board of directors. And I have allotted money to keep that charity going. All right, that's my legacy. So I want it to go. So there are some tips in the final thought of the day. If you have any specific questions, you got to be concierge members, because I can't get hundreds and hundreds of people asking me stuff. But if you're a concierge, I'm happy to analyze your situation for you. Thank you for watching and listening to the No Spin News. We'll see you tomorrow. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.